Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast, and it is time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And forgive me as I sound a bit like a heavy breather because I just went for a really fast run just to fit in some exercise before some of the book shenanigans, which is so much fun, is going on. And when I say so much fun, I mean there. Let me tell you, launching, putting yourself out there, writing a book, I'm realizing comes with all of it in the most beautiful way. And that's what I want to talk to you about today, is just the idea that once we get to where we want to go, once we put that thing out, once we have that business, once we have that guy, that friend, that house, that trip, whatever that looks like, that we should just feel good. And I know I talk to you about this a lot, about one of the biggest disempowering beliefs that I used to hold was that it should feel good all the time, this picture that we paint that's so good. But the only way for things to be good, the only way for you to appreciate the sunshine, is for the darkness and the rain. It's the dichotomy. So how do we move through and really look forward to every single day? Because there's darkness and light in every single day. There's good and there's bad. There's pain and there's happiness. And this is literally every single day of our lives. So we're not just looking for a 10 out of 10 day. Like, that's what our aim is. And if we don't get there, it's not a great day. It's like accepting that a great day brings all of those things, and that you're going to move quicker through the pain or through the tough stuff or through maybe those thoughts of those relationships that are still hurting, that maybe you had to disconnect from, or maybe, you know, you don't get to complete the conversation in those relationships, and really understanding that some relationships are not going to ever feel complete, as in two people completing the circle, but you will have to complete the circle of you. And it's so powerful, as I release this book, to really know at the end of the day, it's all about the relationship that you have with yourself, because we don't have control over other people's perspectives. We have tools, and that's what this book is all about, is giving you the tools to move into the higher vibration, the better feeling, the stronger relationship quicker. And that's what I want you to feel, just to stop resisting and to start accepting and moving toward your joy faster, because your joy is what elevates the world. Your joy is the calibration that connects everything to you and turns you into a magnet. So today, I just want you to think about, what is the thing that you're holding on to? What's the person? What's the conversation? What's the sentence? What's the feeling that you're holding on to that's blocking you from all of the relationships that you are desiring, from all of the things that you're desiring, because it's draining your energy. So I'm sending you so much love today. I'm actually going right now to go jump in the shower and get ready to go do some stuff for the book, some really fun media stuff. I will keep you posted. You know that this is a play-by-play. If you would ever just continue to post pictures of the book, and please let me know what's resonating, because these are the conversations that I want to have on the road when I go on the book tour. So please tag the book, upload the book maybe to your Instagram or your Facebook. Let me know what's resonating most for you within your life and your relationships, because those are the ones I'm going to carry on the book tour and have conversations about, so that we can all have the collective, have the conversation, release, process, and heal together. So it means the world to me to have that feedback from you. I'm so grateful for you. Sharing for an author is the only way that a book gets out there. So you sharing, tagging, uploading, and I am going to have a really big ask for you guys. If you feel moved at all by this work that I do on this podcast, or by the book, please go rate and review the book on Amazon or Barnes and Noble or any of the places where you purchased the book. That is the only way that other women find the book. So if we really desire and you want to get in on this mission of 1 million tribes, I absolutely need you. And I need you to step into your calling as a leader, as a tribe leader, and share this with your sisters so that we can all process the collective and heal ourselves and really get this message up to the world. So you are my tribe. I'm calling all tribe right now. And I'm so grateful. It's a very vulnerable time in my life. But you know what? We choose the work that we need the most. And I chose tribe because it's a constant reflection. Let me tell you, there are just mirrors everywhere for me of me just needing to love myself even more. And that's what every relationship is. Even the ones that I'm like, oh my God, I have this relationship. This is so amazing. I'm so grateful. Then it's like, am I worthy of this relationship? Can I offer enough in this relationship? So it is a never ending job. And I'm so grateful for that because without it, it would be boring and we wouldn't reach the next level of life. We wouldn't have all of these different feelings to really reference and see how great it feels when we get back to the good ones and we get heightened, we expand, we elevate. So let me tell you, I asked for expansion and it is coming in hot and it's coming in quick and it's including all of you. And I'm so grateful. So have the most amazing day. And I just pray that you feel the soul of this book and that it impacts your life because I mean, that's what it's meant to do. I have no more words. They're all in the book. So sending you love today. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.